Fairfield, since the, well, spectacular performance from our Little League team last year, has kind of turned into a little bit of a baseball haven for Fairfield County, right? And last night, actually, there was a baseball panel at the Fairfield Public Library, and it featured Matt McGuire, who was a Fairfield Little League coach. He has a book out, Fairfield American, A Legacy of Little League Dreams. But also there that evening was the author of We Sacrifice Everything to Baseball. And this young man, I'm going to call you a young man, Mike.
Thank you
because,
so much.
Because we graduated from high school together. So if you're young, that means that I'm young. My fellow Fairfield Ward High School graduate of 2005 and a reporter for MLB.com, as well as now an author, Mike Clare. Welcome, sir.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Me and you, we're young forever. So let's stick with that.
You know what I say? I say that as long as LeBron James is a professional basketball player, then I'm still a young man. That's my theory.
So, LeBron, you're not allowed to retire ever.
He's not allowed to retire ever. Yeah. And, I would be remiss if you couldn't tell already if I didn't mention that, Mike, you and I were very good friends in high school.
Yes.
And did high school theater together and all of that stuff. But now you are an honored author, and you wrote really an incredibly cool book, We Sacrifice Everything to Baseball. And you know what? Let me read the full title. It's We Sacrifice Everything to Baseball. Give me the post.
Yeah, it's We Sacrifice Everything to Baseball, How the Czech Republic's Amateur Underdogs Became World Baseball Classic Heroes.
Now, this is a story that's been compared to Cool Runnings. It's been compared to The Miracle on Ice in 1980. And I think about the classic line from Moneyball, how can you not be romantic about baseball, right? Clearly you are. Before we get into the book, tell me about how you started working for the MLB and what do you find romantic about baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I probably find way too much to be romantic about baseball. I love errors and goofy stuff. I love bunts. I love it all. I'm kind of obsessed in that way. But so I've been at MLB.com now for 12 years. Starting in 2022, that's when I really international baseball, World Baseball Classic, sort of became my specialty.
Yeah,
and that's how I came into contact with the Czech Republic team. I was covering the World Baseball Classic qualifiers in Regensburg, Germany, and I knew that there was a firefighter on the team, that the manager was a neurologist. But that was sort of the extent. I thought, okay, this is going to be a fun little story, but the teams filled with pros are going to be the ones who win. And instead, the Czechs upset Spain, which is filled with former major leaguers, pros from Dominican Republic, Venezuela,
countries that we think of when we think about baseball, when
exactly.
We think about baseball dominance, right?
Exactly.
It's like hearing about, to switch to basketball, it's like hearing about Wilt Chamberlain. You know, the reason he's the all-time greatest scorer is because he was an actual physical specimen and basketball pro going up against, like, plumbers and stuff in the league. And that's how he, like, averaged 55 points in a season and stuff like that. So what was it about this team? How does a team like that, where, like, you know, the shortstop's a plumber and, you know, they don't have a professional league in the Czech Republic, if I'm correct?
Yeah, no professional league there. It's the Extraliga, almost entirely amateur. They can have import players, and those are the ones who tend to be paid, but often that is sort of like you're a coach for the team, for the youth program.
Right.
You know, it's sort of you're paid to play, but also do a few other things. Really, it is the amount of work, and it always feels corny when I say sacrifice, because these guys, they go to work in the morning, they come home, they have to see their families, but then they train. So when Mike Griffin, their former manager, took over in 2012, there's a lot of teams in Europe that could be where the Czechs used to be, where it's, hey, we're good, we have good players, we care about our baseball, but it's almost kind of like a hobby. It's,
well, hold on, can I ask real quick? Mike Griffin sounds like an American name. Is this a guy who went over?
Yes. Mike Griffin was a Canadian, actually, but he went over in 2012. He took over the team in 2012, and really, he had to make Yes, the team. Is this something you want to do? Because if it is, you have to put everything into it. You need to be training every day. You need to be at the field. You need to be in the gym. Basically, it was to beat the pros, you have to train like pros, even though there's no money in it. There's no time for it. You know, even teams like the Netherlands, those players have Olympic stipends. So they are pros in a way. So really, it's just the love these guys have for baseball, they start. They're using vacation time to go to the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, wow. From their actual
from
jobs.
From their actual jobs.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so there's not even like, a, I don't know, I think of paid family leave or something. Like the Czech government was just like, no, we don't have money for that. You guys have to take time off.
It's baseball. Before the World Baseball Classic, baseball wasn't even in the top 30 funded sports in the country. I don't think I could even name 30 sports. So I don't know what was it, you know, number 28 before that.
Now that they did so well, where does it rank? Do you know?
They're in the top 30. I don't know where it ranks, but the big thing, getting into the top 30 means that they are guaranteed at least the amount of funds they got this year, next year.
So tell me about this year. Tell me about this journey that this team took, because I would be lying if I told you I was fully aware of what their record was or what it looked like, but you were with the team. Tell me about their journey through this season.
Yeah, so in 2023, which is the book cover, goes through the 2023 World Baseball Classic, they made it to the tournament. They beat China with a ninth-inning home run from first baseman Martin Mujik. Came back, huge win, guaranteed them a spot in this year's tournament. That's also when the fact that they were amateurs really impressed Japan, Japanese fans. Shohei Ohtani wore their cap when he went to Miami. You don't see Shohei Ohtani wearing the Blue Jays cap.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so it's totally different. So, unfortunately, this year, in this year's World Baseball Classic, they didn't win a game, but that is not necessarily a problem. Yes, they now have to re-qualify for the World Baseball Classic, but nobody underestimated them any longer. Mm-hmm. And the teams they were facing were much better. And once again, they faced Japan. Andre Satoria, an electrical technician from Ostrava, a small mining town on the Poland border, shut out Japan, the reigning champions, filled with major league stars, Japanese stars. He shut them out for 4 2/3 innings. Even though his fastball doesn't hit 80, he throws a changeup in the low 70s that he calls the worker. It's just because they have to execute everything perfectly because they don't have the top athletes from the Czech Republic. Right. They don't have the money. They can't devote themselves 24 hours a day to baseball. So when they play baseball, they have to do it perfectly.
Well, and just to contextualize that, like if you're not a baseball fan at home, and I'm not even the biggest baseball fan, but I know how dominant Japan is. And just to talk about MLB for a second, I mean, we mentioned Shohei Ohtani earlier. That's the best baseball player in the world, bar none, right now. But you also have, you know, Daisuke from years back. There's so many legendary Japanese MLB players. So for the Czech Republic, this team of amateurs, and I say that only in the technical sense, not as a disparaging comment, to shut them out is an incredible thing to hear about.
One of the quotes actually from their shortstop Vojta Menchik, who is he played briefly in the minor league system with the Angels. He said, you know, it's a fun story for you guys that we're amateurs and all have day jobs, but we treat this game like pros and we can play like pros. And that's really where they have a lot of pride when they take the field, and it's extremely impressive for this Central European country to slowly be turning into a baseball country.
I mean, if you love a sports underdog story, what sports movie, what sports book is not an underdog story? This is it right here, and it's real life, all right? This is, you know, we sacrifice everything to baseball, how the Czech Republic's amateur underdogs became World Baseball Classic heroes. I don't want to let you go just yet, though. What I do want to talk to you about a little bit is last night's panel. How was it? How was it being back home? You're living in Brooklyn now, so you're not too far. But, you know, what's it like? Did you get a nice big welcoming hometown hero?
Oh, my God. It was incredible to be there. I played Fairfield Little League. I was awful. I was absolutely – I went 1-for-17 my last year. But I worked at the library as a teenager, so I was listening to MLB.com podcasts when I was working there. Mike Ciano – Jonathan Mayo, those are now writers and people at MLB that are colleagues of mine, and they were people I was listening to when I was a 16-year-old, you know, earning minimum wage, one of my favorite jobs, putting books away. So to be able to come back,
so cool.
It felt incredible. My old boss, Sue Bala, and my friend Lauren, who went to high school with us, came out. It was kind of like turning back the clock a little bit. It was a weird experience, but a lot of fun.
I bet it was. And tell me about Fairfield's Little League team. All right, what are we looking like this year? I spoke to their coach about a million times during last season. I mean, you know, I actually just saw him at Blind Rhino the other day. We had a beer together. What were your thoughts on last season, and what are you thinking for this year? How are we looking?
Yeah, I mean, so Matt McGuire's book, I picked it up last night, but it talks a lot about doing things the Fairfield American way. That's the Little League here. So as you said at the opening of this, Fairfield's become a bit of a baseball town. The baseball team for the last two decades has been incredible. So a lot of good young kids, but one of the things is there's a lot of great resources here, a lot of great parents who are coming out coaching, and it's really special to be able to be at a place where, you know, baseball has become so important to the town. So I hope only good things coming up.
Absolutely. Well, and it's great to catch up with you as well. Let's you know, we got to wrap this up right now, but you know, let's you and I catch up on life the last 20 years, man. It's so good to see you. Mike Clare, the author of We Sacrifice Everything to Baseball: How the Czech Republic's Amateur Underdogs Became World Baseball Classic Heroes. He's a reporter for MLB.com, and if you love a sports underdog story, pick this up. Michael Clare, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here, and man, 20 years flies by.
Doesn't it, though? You're listening to The Download on The Voice Connecticut, WICC.